The soul that crosses into the afterlife awaits its final and fair judgment alone.
E Dio ci dirà: tu all'inferno, tu al purgatorio e tu vieni in paradiso. No, non è così.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand how one can expect to receive graces from heaven like manna by praying to an image.
How unhappy a person must be when they don't believe.
Le stigmate di Padre Pio, che Padre Pio ha portato per ben 50 anni nelle sue carni, con grande strazio, dolore, sofferenza fisica e morale, ecco, sono legate a questa offerta vittimale che Padre Pio fa per la conversione dei peccatori e per la salvezza delle anime del purgatorio.
Nothing burdens the soul in purgatory as much as the grief and hatred of those who remain on earth.
Have you had another supernatural experience?
Who are you?
In today's video, I explore and review the movie Purgatory the Movie. So please pray with me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And let's pray for the souls in purgatory, the prayer of Saint Gertrude. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for those in the universal church, those in my own home and in my own family, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and just a few days ago we made a video talking about and trying to promote the movie Purgatory the Movie. Now, I got to watch it last night, and it was really, really, really awesome. So first, just kind of something of what happened, and I know that the devil always wants to stop such things as this. Well, as soon as the movie started, we had some issues with the sound, and I don't even know if I missed part of it, but about the first 5 minutes just weren't really working. So someone finally went to go get them and they fixed it. And when that was happening, I thought, I know who's behind this. And we brought our 2-year-old, she's 2.5, and our 2-week-old baby with my wife. And of course, my wife had to leave because the toddler was crying. So we were trying to kind of beat the odds, and we know that it's not a good idea to bring a toddler to the movies. Unfortunately, she had to leave. Hopefully, she's going to get to watch it on Thursday in a couple of days. The movie was really amazing. So some things for you to be aware of. So it's made by a Polish film company. So many and much of what's said in the movie is in Polish with English subtitles. We also hear different priests who are French and Italian. So first of all, who is the movie geared towards? It seems to me that the movie is geared towards believing Catholics who know something about purgatory, but need to learn more. So it's kind of bridging a gap between those that know a lot about purgatory and those that aren't believers at all. And it does appeal to all three sides, but it's a really, really wonderful movie. They intersperse these different storylines along with different priests who are teaching the church teaching from different perspectives. So you see basically three main saint witnesses. First, this Polish mystic whose name I keep forgetting. She was the most interesting, and I kept, when I saw the movie, I thought, I want to learn about her. And we're only told a little bit about her, and it leads you to want to do more research on your own. So apparently she was this kind of revert to the faith. And then at some point in her life, she began growing spiritually, and she had different saints appear to her, like Saint John Vianney, Saint Therese, along with others who began revealing mysteries of the afterlife, hence a book that she wrote by that same title, Afterlife. And she also began explaining different things that maybe that I'd never heard about purgatory, perhaps in kind of rare books. And so I thought, wow, I gotta get my hands on that book if it's even translated into English. And so in the movie, we hear something from what she learned from those saints. And then interspersed, you hear a story of her, and then you have different priests talk about different aspects of the teaching on purgatory, how much is taught, what the popes have said, some of the things that many of you and I already know. But it's great to hear just a different perspective and have it seen and presented on a movie screen. Then we also hear from people who knew Padre Pio. In fact, someone who literally lived with him, who was a friend of Padre Pio, this Italian priest, who begins giving different testimonies of some of the things that he experienced in regards to purgatory, as well as some of the struggles that he went through in his own spiritual life. Then the last saint that they talk about is Saint Stanislaus Pasinski. I think I'm finally saying that right, who is an awesome, awesome witness to purgatory. And unfortunately, much of his writings are only in Polish, but he's the founder of the Marians of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And they had a strong devotion, and it was a central core of their spirituality to pray for the souls in purgatory. So overall, the movie was about an hour and a half long, interspersed with teachings, stories, scenes from different places. Really, really beautiful. It really had this beautiful cinematography that kept your attention, this beautiful music that led you and let you get into the drama of what purgatory is. And it was very faithful to the church teaching, both showing the severity of it as well as God's mercy. I have seen other documentaries on purgatory that seem to be a little bit light. You know, they kind of contrast with saying that purgatory is just kind of like you're in a waiting room and it's really just relaxed. But then you hear from the saints the severity, and how do you bridge those two witnesses? It seems like two stark different purgatories. Well, in this movie, they try to kind of combine both of those to show that that's one reality. And one of the things that I was really left with was just that renewed impression in my soul of I want to avoid all sin. I want to be holy. Everything is serious. I need to atone for things. But especially, I need to be aware of the souls in purgatory and how I'm connected to them by these videos that I love promoting, by encouraging other people, and also just on a personal level. So I hope you are able to go check out this movie. If you go to the website, click on Get Tickets, and it should lead you to Fandango or Fathom Events. And you put in your zip code and you can find where it's showing. After that, unfortunately, I don't know what's going to happen, if they're going to have it in more theaters, if they're going to have it on Netflix, or if you can buy the DVD. Check out this movie, Purgatory the Movie. It's out this week. And of course, we have the Feast of All Souls, November 2nd, coming up in about a week's time. So please pray for me, this channel, and for the souls in purgatory always. I'll see you in the next video.